Okay, so in Hashem, there's two goals for this Chabura. One is that, maybe just to go over a little bit, how to go to the Halacha L'maisa after all the dust settles in the Sugya, the dust does settle in the Sugya. And the Halacha L'maisa in the Poiskim. And maybe give a little bit of Havana based on the Mefarshim, the Rishonim that we learned, that will help us understand some of the steers and some of the problems that come up and why there's so much confusion in Halacha L'maisa also. So, and L'maisa was big problems, and all the Chevron and Oilam had big problems. And L'maisa, last night I found something, and Eivishter showed me something. And so I want to share it with the Oilam also. This is Mamish Dvarim Nifloim, a whole new Mahalach in the Sugya that could shed light on some things that are going on here. So, okay, that's Akdama. So, L'maisa, on Daf Chav Beis, there's a machloikes, Rav Yudin the Chachamim, Rav Yudin Omer, that if there's a shusar, I'm going through the Pasuk B'Roi, Sakhin al-Tzadim, Chamoim ain't Tzarech. The Gemara brings down a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Yerushalayim needs losses and ninos, if it's not losses and ninos, it's chayev. And the Gemara said, at that point in the Gemara, that the Rabbanan argue. Okay, so the Rishonim, the Mavur, all over Asher Fanart, and all the Rishonim, this is Machlekes, the Gemara on Midbeis is Mavur like that, between Rabbi Yud and the Rabbanan, if Asher Rabbim vatli mechitzta. Asher Rabbim umevatli mechitzta. Okay, now, the reason why this is Negea in Halacha L'maisa, just detour a little bit for a few minutes, just to sum up what to do in Halacha L'maisa. I'm sure the Olam already put this together, just very simple, nothing major, just to put it together for a little bit. So the Minhag Olam was always to make Erevin with the Tzoras HaPesach around the whole city. And I was always Mekubal to be the Pesach Halacha. And essentially, when it seems like what happened was that the Mishkan is Yaakov wrote a kuntres, and what's it called? He poked the sleeping bear or something like that. That no one like whatever. This is what everyone did, and all of a sudden he writes us. Oh, no one knew who the Mishkan is Yaakov was, and overnight he became a gadol hadar with this tshuva, and took apart every sugya and the whole. It's Kunches Binyan Erevin, and he sent it to around, and he's mefakpik for a few reasons why we cannot rely on the source of Pesach. What's the nekuda that he had? Basically, that the first thing is our city's Rishus Rabbim or not Rishus Rabbim. So if you hold in Shin Mem Hei there's two dayas, and if you hold that you need Shishim Ribay. Or you don't need Shishim Ribay. So if you don't need Shishim Ribay and it's Tezayin Amuk, it's Kaver Rishus Rabbim, so every city has a Mokum of Tezayin Amuk, which is the Mokum for the Rabbim to go. So that would be Rishus Rabbim. And even if you hold you need Shishim Ribay, but where is the Shishim Ribay? It doesn't have to be in one place. It could be Shishim Ribay that use one area. It could be Shishim Ribay that come in and out of a place. So it's very likely that even if you have no place of gathering of Shishim Ribay, but you have places that Shishim Ribay use over time, the Shishim Ribay have access to specific places and streets. And furthermore, even a Sratya, Shemeshabur does bring this down, Kubi doesn't even need Shishim Ribay from the Ramban. So Memela, even if you hold Shishim Ribay, Kubi, that we would have it.
How do you calculate Shishim Ribay?
It's not for now. And I don't know the answer. So the point would be that people basically have access to the place in a platya, in a city. So Ramosha tries to calculate a little bit over there in Anaf Hey. So Memela, if there's Shishim Ribay, so it's Rishus Rabbim. Okay, so now that we've established that it's Rishus Rabbim, that's the first question. The next question is how you ma'arav in Rishus Rabbim. So he says that Rishus Rabbim, if you have to be machmer, so he holds you have to be machmer on the Shishim Ribay, on the Tazayin Amin, even if you have any Shishim Ribay, you have to be machmer. And the way to ma'arav Shishim Ribay, Rishus Rabbim, in Shin Samech Dalid, the Olam saw this two days in Shulchan Aruch, And the first day says you need blossus ninolais. The second day says you need blossus ruyas linol. But nobody says you can use it as a pesach. And Mela, Yizuch can't use it as a pesach. Even blossus ruyas linol is a yesh aymer. So pashtus, you need blossus. Okay. Now, and the history was, so then the Beis Ephraim wrote back, Chuvas to be Maimed Minag Olam, and then it became, to be Maimed, how is he Maimed Minag Olam? Both of those points, A, maybe we do pass it to Zayin Amad, that is the Ikar Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, and we pass it to Chishim Riboy, which is why the Taz and Magamram both say, even the Shulchan Aruch holds like that, and this that you're saying, that we Paskin, Mishkan Siyakov, you're saying that we Paskin, Asya Rabim Umavat Limechitzta, and that's why you can't use a source of Pesach. This that you say we pass can ask your Rambam about the Mechitzta. Zokter, he proves from the Rambam, the Rift, the Rosh, all the Rishonim that the Mishkan Siakov brought for Keret. He says, no, the Gufa, they're paskening that we don't hold ask your Rambam about the Mechitzta. We're paskening for Chum, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's Tamua ad Me'oid. So the Machloik is here from the Chuvis of the Achrenim, the Deiris Achrenim, we passing after Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbana. Means it's not clear. We paskin at the end of the sugya. I don't know when we started, about a few weeks into the sugya, however long. At the end of everything, how do we paskin? Ask your about the mechitza. Look, ask your about the mechitza. You think you see in the Torah? Beis Yosef, Shochanach, and still the Achrenim are arguing. Do you paskin? Ask your about the mechitza or not? And the machlokes goes further. Mishnah Berurah says the machlokes. Maybe it's two lashonos. The Mishkan Nes Yaakov wrote a tshuva to Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner wrote back a tshuva. And he said, we pass on it to Rabbana. Lo yasya amat mechitzta. Beis Ephraim says, lo yasya amat mechitzta. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Aruch HaShulchan. And Chazon Ish, we pass on lo yasya amat mechitzta. And I'm matmiya ad me'ed. I actually don't understand what's going on over here. The Chazon Ish says, look at all the Rishayim. Kilu, like the Chazon Ish, has the authority over here to basically make his own Beis Yosef, choose which Rishayim we're going to go like, and then make a cheshbon of the Rishayim, and then Paskin, like whichever day are you... Like, what happens to Shulchan Aruch? There's rules over here. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rosh Hashanah Atzma, and ain't any teres el bedlosos v'ushenin alois v'layla. Where'd this come from? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yerushalayim is the only person in the whole Gemara that said anything about losos and alois. Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says pretty clearly, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Asya Amat Mechitzta. So, then the Yesh Oimrim is Ava B'shenin alois. Okay. You need losses race and all. So that's gufa machlekes. So how to read the Shulchan Aruch? What happened to the klal stam yesh halacha kestam? And we should just, why are we counting shittas and all the achray and 40 pages in the Beis Ephraim to figure out what the riff and the rush hold? If it seems like pretty clear from the Shulchan Aruch. So this is like mamish
davar tamor. That the bacham is going with Asir Rav. Maybe he's just trying to talk about what to do about
Rosh Hashanah
itself. Maybe the
Bekiyas
Rav is a different discussion.
Okay, so let's maybe explain. We'll spend the next half hour explaining Oymik Dvarov. How to explain, how to understand the Shulchan Aruch that it's not Muchach that he's paskening Asher Amat Mechitza, which is the way that you... Okay, so Lemaiso, Lagabi that, just to furious that Cheshbon, if we could get out of that and we could say that, if we could get out of that and say that really on the deraisa level you have to be machmer. For the shishim riboy, Baal Nefesh should be machmer on himself, that you don't need shishim riboy and tazayin am is rishus ram. But if you could say that you could turn it into a shayla of a derabonon, so once you could turn it into a shayla of a derabonon, now it's much easier to rely on that you need shishim riboy and you go back to using a torah of Pesach.
It's still not like the shayla.
No one talked about that. No one talked about if you have a derabbanan to kashayla, if you have a mavoim a foolish to rishus rabim. So now, when it's a mavoim a foolish to rishus rabim, you need source of pesach. If you have a mavoim a foolish to a karmelis, you need a lechi, right? Let's say. So over there, there's a bal nefesh has to be machmer that it's rishus rabim because it's tazainam. When negiyah to rishayla derabbanan avada, you could make it like the shita of the stam of the shulchan aruch that it's tazainam. So if we can manage to lower. The noise here to a derabbanon, so copy the derabbanon, you lose the bal nefesh yachmer that you could now be soimich that it's not Rosh Hashanah at all. And once it's not Rosh Hashanah, you can go back to source of Pesach. Okay, so in the etzim reading the Shulchan Aruch, just to read the Shitas, so to understand what's going on over here, so let's start with the Yeshayim. The Yeshayim is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ava Bishen in Ois, Ava Tzor Shirusli Noel. So in the Rambam himself, there's Meridika confusion over here. What's he saying? What is he saying? So there's. I'll give the end before the beginning. I'll give the end and then we'll go back to get to it. So machloikis, mamashin achreinim, what is the pashut meaning of this Rama, which is the machaber the Yeshayim, which is the Rambam, that you need a dlosas shiruyesli no. What happens if you don't have dlosas shiruyesli no? If you didn't do this, so the Bir Halacha says that the Rambam is paskening loyas yirabim mavat lemechitzta. That's why you don't need ruyesli. That's why you don't need a delfin in elas. So loyas yirabim mavat lemechitzta. Nervos, he paskens that midirabonon. Since it's Rosh Hashanah, you need at least a del she'inan in a delas ruyelinol. Not enough to have a tzuras a pesach. Maybe the whole shal is a derabonon. So again, so once you make the shal derabonon, you could be you don't have to treat it as Rosh Hashanah at all, right? So fine. So he says it's a derabonon. Rabaron, Mishas Rabaron, Alpi the Gra. Learns up that the Rambam paskins fakir asir abim vav mechitzta like Rabbi Yehuda, and if you don't have dalsa ruis linol, you can be chayiv chatas. So deraisa. So machloikis over here. What's this yesh oimer? Okay, between the Bir Halacha and so we're gonna build it all out. But let it's very interesting. Mamish like not chlor.
We don't take it out of the deraisa.
Okay, good question. So now let's go back to the Rambam. I want to start from the Rambam, and then with the Rambam, with the Pshatim in the Rambam, then we'll go back to understanding where is this whole thing coming from in the Shulchan Aruch. Why isn't it clear that we should paskin? That's my question.
Doesn't bother me. Isn't it a note said that it's a derisa even if you're Rabbanon that in this place is Rabbanon?
That's Rabbanon.
Right, so you say he should pass it to Yehuda.
No, he passes it to Rabbanon, but Asir Rabbim, unless you have, he passes us that this is Alta Asir Rabbim Vat Mechitzta. Even though we pass in Pasi Brois. He doesn't explain. He just says, either I'm passing in Pasi Brois like the Rabbanon, Shai Tutum Leninalu, and there's a teretz for that. So, obviously it stims. I'll say a teretz, hopefully. Okay, so there's basically two steers in the Rambam. Okay, how we pass in. There's basically two steers from four halachas. There's the Ikar Stira is that in Perikin Zayin Halacha Lamed Gimel, the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, that by Pasi B'Rois, if the Rabbim are going through, it's not a problem. It's not a problem because we paskin, so that would seem to say that Afilu Hayu Bibika Kosher Bein, Afilu Hayu Rabbim Boikim Vo'ivim Bein Apasim, Loi Bitla Mechitzis, Ve'arei Ein Kachat. So we paskin Loi Asir Rabbim Bat Mechitz like the Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yudin, not Machloik, Esagabi Pasi B'Rois. Mufurish Rambam. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to paskin that in Perek Yudalad Halacha Aleph and Perek Aleph of Erevin, the Rambam paskins that what's called Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid is Kigain Medina Mukefes Chaim Rishad Dalsa said Nina Lois Belayla. You need Lasses Nina Lois. Who said Lasses Nina Lois? Rabbi Yochanan, which passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a steer in the Rambam. Here he says you need an alayis, and here he says we don't pass an alayis or amat mechitza. And who had an erev and aleph aleph? Fine, that's one steer. There's another steer. If you need losses and alayis, how come the Rambam in Perek Yedalad, in Perek Yedzayin, Tez Zayin Halacha Yud, the Rambam says if in the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, when you have Shnei Ksalim, Shnei Tzidir, Rishus Rabbim? So the Rambam says you need losses, mikan v'dlosses mikan ve'ina tzerch linol. You just need ruis linol. So I thought you need ninolais. So you need ruis linol and ninolais. So here the Rambam says ruis is enough, and in other places he said ruis linol as well. So this is a steer in the Rambam. So to answer this stira l'chayra, there's basically two ways to go. One way is Rabaron's way. Rabaron says that we paskin like the Chacham, but the Chachamim also agree that Asya Amvat Mechitzta. Chacham also agree that Asya Amvat Mechitzta to a certain degree. So if you pass like the Chachamim, you could still paskin that Yerushalayim needs mechitzas, needs losses. The Gemara said not like that. The Gemara started off. The Gemara said that the Rabbanon are not like Rabbi Yochanan. So on that, you could say that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that the Rabbanon don't hold Vasya Yarmim Vatam Chitta Bechlal. But then at the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, it's a Stira, the Rabbanon, you see from the Gemara's Kasha that the Gemara assumed that the Rabbanon do hold Vasya Yarmim Vatam Chitta, and that's why it's Mevatal the Lechi. They need three Mechitzas, and they're saying it's Mevatal the Lechi. So at the end, we come to that the Rabbanon hold of Vasya Yarmim Vatam Chitta, but they hold of Hashem Dalet. So Mela, they hold Shem Dalet, but Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was also Shem Dalet. So on that, Bukhara, Rabbanan's Maramis to this, he says, Shai Teretz and Leninolus, whatever Teretz we say, you could say he meant, but I think his Maramis to this Teretz is that Teretz asked the Kasha and the whole Tzushtal to Rabbi Yochanan to begin with. Teretz asked the Kasha that Rabbi Yochanan's talking about when there's a Shesar Abim, Tessayin Amma, a full Shesar Amma is going through, and Pasi B'Rais was when there's only Yud Gimel going through. So maybe Yud Gimel is not the same as Tezayin. Maybe Yud Gimel is different. So Memela, you could say that I'm held like Tezis Kasha. And Memela, in the end, what we say is that last year I'm about to Mechitzta when there's Yud Gimel by Pasi B'Rois. When there's Yud Gimel, last year I'm about to Mechitzta, and Shem Dalet will work. But there's no Shem Dalet when you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim going through.
How do you feel at the beginning of the Gemara? There's all Tezis. How do you answer the beginning of the Gemara?
No, the beginning of the Gemara, we held that even then we don't have it. We don't have Asir Yom Bechlal. But the maskana of the Gemara is saying is that even though the Rabbanon...
It's a funny kasha then.
No, in the end of the... Why did the Gemara like come to it over there?
The kasha was how do you jump on a Bechanan
at Pasha Rechilat? The Gemara held the Rabbanon don't hold of the Vard of Asir Yom Bechlal altogether, even in that case. The Gemara...
If it's a good kasha, no?
I'm saying in the end, that was the shakta of the Gemara.
Had this kasha in the beginning of the Gemara.
Right, so the Rambam is saying that was what's in the Chaddish. This svara was in the Chaddish at the end of the Gemara. That the Gemara said that you have Asir Yabim when you have full Rosh Hashanah.
So, you know, nothing changed in the Gemara. The Gemara went straight to the Rabbanon right there. The Gemara obviously held the Asir Yabim. But not like
why did the Gemara ask the kasha? All of a sudden now we think of Tais Svara. Okay, so Memela. Memela, in Chanami, basically, when you have a Tezayin Amma going through, then you'll have Asiyam Vat Mechitzta. And that's the Rambam Shita, according to Rabban. So, in other words, when you have a real Rosh Hashanah going through, there is Asiyam Vat Mechitzta. When you have Pasi B'Rais, there won't be. So, according to this, what's Rabban saying? When you have a real Rosh Hashanah of Tezayin Amma, so, which is the case of the Rambam in Perik Yud Zayin, so Memela, you have Asiyam Vat Mechitzta. So that takes care of that stira. So Pasi B'Rais won't have it, but this will have it. So now the question is, you still have to answer the question. So what's pshat in the other stira, the Rambam? Why do you need ni'ila over there and not ni'ila over here? Okay. Now the MS is that it's mashma, it's merumas like that in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam himself. The Pirush Mishnayos in the beginning of Shabbos says, "What's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? It's Mokum Shidruchu Bakola Am, Ubitnai that it's Amakura, and it's Sheish Yisrayama, and it shouldn't be inside Dlasayim. Shlo Yetoich Dlasayim. It doesn't say Ninolais. Or it shouldn't be Chaimis Medina, Ke Medina Kishimu Keves Chaim of Adalsasen Ulois in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's a little mashma in the Rambam that there's two Eifanim over here. That there's two Eifanim." That there's an oifen of Medina, that the Medina is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim unless it's Los Hasen Ninolois. And there's another thing is that you can't be a place that, what's the Loshen? Toich Tlasayim. And don't say Ninolois there. So, Kubi Pshat is like this. We already spoke out before that there's really, in the Rabbanon themselves, it doesn't hold of Asya Amat Mechitzta. So we're mechadish now that they do hold of an oifen of asiyam vat mechitzta. But we're saying that there's two oifanim that rabbim create a problem in the rishos in the Rambam Shita. There's only one third of the Rambam. It's like this: is that to be makdim, we had a shmuz in Tosfos. Tosfos says that when you have mechitzas bnei adam, when you have mechitzas bnei adam, the rabbanon agree. Sorry, mechitzas bnei shemayim, the rabbanon agree that asiyam vat mechitzta, and that's why that was like the gemara asked. That was pshat in the gemara over there. Why the rabbanon won't hold the whole world as rishus hayachid? They hold asiyam vat mechitzta when it's mechitzas bnei shemayim. So the Velt asks a whole bunch of kashas on this taisus. First of all, the one kasha is, where's the bekiah? There's no bekiah. Chazanish asks the kasha. Magen Avraham says there is bekiah because the boats coming in and the shishim ribay people on boats coming in, which the Beis Meir and others asked on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Sifkatan Lam and Sifkatan Mem Shin Samach Gimel. Taisus Shabbos asks, Beis Meir asks, where's the shishim ribay the Magen Avraham is talking about? It's a big chiddush to say like that.
But
so that's what the Magen Avraham says. You need Shishim Ribay, and there's a Bekiah from the outside. He learns Tosis literally, but a lot of other Achrayim don't learn Tosis like that. So the Prima Gadim, and also all the Achrayim asked a lot of Gemara, the cases of the Gemara Bidei Adam or Bidei Shemayim, Tail and this. So it's not shver to say what Tosis is saying, that the Rabbanon have Asir Amvat Mechitzta wherever it's Bidei Shemayim. And also, what's the svar? Why would it be like that? So, the Prima Gadim is Mitzayin a Tshuva. Tshuva's Knesset Zecheskel, and the Pshar Tzion brings it down. That basically, and really it's the Keren Oira, what I'm saying is really the Keren Oira over here, is that Tosis doesn't mean a svara, Stamazoy, that whenever there's Mechitzah B'dei Shemayim, whenever there's Mechitzah B'dei Shemayim, they hold Asya Amat Mechitzah. It's a new Asya Amat Mechitzah over here, that this is the Rabban hold of. It says it's made a svar of asimavat mechitzda, and Tosis, the whole idea of asimavat mechitzda is the chesaron of the mechitzda to make rishus hayachid. Over here, there's also a chesaron of the mechitzda to make rishus hayachid, but it's not stam because of bidei shemayim. If bidei shemayim, betzir of the svar of the other rishonim, that it's big, it's like a big area, and it's bidei shemayim. So b'chi agavna, that's a big area, and it's bidei shemayim. So over there, if the rabbim are inside the place, we're going to define the place. I'll pee the rabbim, and not I'll pee the mechitzas. Just bekitzer. So it's me'in as far as like the Rashba by Platya, but he only holds of it over here when it's Nishmaim. Well, what's the logic? You have a big area, and the way the Knesset Yecheskel says it, it's an area which is not usually created to be a place where people live. Dira, he says it's more than Mesasayim. But the point is, it's an area that's not the normal place that we see a Rishus HaYachid. So you're coming here and you want to make a Rishus HaYachid with just natural mechitzas. So if it's a small place, so yeah, it's taka, it's a mitzaratzmai, we see at a Rishus HaYachid. Now there's mechitzas, so it's going to be a Rishus HaYachid. But if it's a big place, so the only way that we see it as a Rishus HaYachid is if it's taka contained within the walls and you had kavana to go ahead and put the mechitzas there. If you didn't, so then we'll see, forget the rabbi markaveh what the place is, that it's not considered, it's not withheld within the mechitzas. It's considered, we see the rabbi there more than the mechitzas. This is svara, basically, of Tosfos. It's not stam an independent svara. So if you take that svara, which seems like the Achrayim learned of Tosfos, not like the Magen Avraham, if you take that, in that svara, you could apply it to the Rambam. That the Rambam is saying, is that, and this maybe what some of the Achrayim mean, the drama I'm saying is that even the Rabbanon don't hold Asya Amat Mechitzta, but they hold that a Medina Shlema, which is a full place is normally not considered, is knit into the Rabbim Be'etzim. A Medina by itself is always is Rosh Hashanah, it's given for the Rabbim. So it's not a Vart B'dei Shemayim, but it's a Vart that if the mechitza, we don't see positive where the mechitza is holding in the medina, then we don't see the medina toich the mechitzas, basically. We don't see the medina toich the mechitzas, because they go in and out. The mechitzas, it's very hard to contain a mechitza within medina within mechitzas. So if it's ninolais belaila, so every day they go ahead, and shtel avek biyadayim, similar to this, what we're saying like that, b'dei adam, they go ahead and lock the doors, so they're containing themselves within the mechitzas, then we'll see it as Rosh Hashanah. But short of that, we won't see it as Rosh Hashanah. It's a bizunder svar that even the Rabbanon could hold of, that you need ninolais belaila. Okay, what's the other svar? That's only a svar because that place is not usually contained within mechitzas. But there's another svara, and we're saying now this is all in the Rambam on the Deraisa level. There's another svar that the Rabbanon have, which is like this. Rabbi Yehuda's Asya Amvat Mechitzta was the koich of the Hiluch HaRabim breaks the mechitza. The Kohen Gadol, the Rambam, breaks the mechitza. Even when there's no tezayin there, like Pasi Beros, there's no tezayin, and as Rishonim said, there's no Rishus Rabbim, Gemura maybe there, even according to some Rishonim. The Kerech of Rabbi Yehuda was that the Hilach Rabbim breaks the Mechitza. It's a Svar, the Mechitza doesn't block them out. It's a Svar that the Hilach Rabbim breaks the Mechitza. When there's a Makom Tezayin Amma between the two Mechitzas, which is the case of the Rambam over there, there's a new Svar that Rabban have. One of the Svar, we don't see that these two Mechitzas are talking to each other, Bechlal. There's a Rishus between them. So if there's a Rishus between them, so the Rishus Rabbim between them is mafsik, that we don't see a tziruf between this mechitza and that mechitza. It's like a svar by itself. It's not a svar of the Hilach Rabbim of Rabbi Yehuda.
Where's
Makaris? Makaris is a whole different thing. So the Rambam saying is that the only way to what you need is you need a Delos HaRoylin. Why can't you have a Tursa Pesach for that? The Tursa Pesach connects it. So first of all, Reb Chaim says a Svar. Why? You can't have it. It's not a Svar by itself. Nothing to do with Asir Rabbam at the Mechitza. Reb Chaim has a Svar that Tursa Pesach will never work because it's not a Mechitza for the Makom. And what? You need three Mechitzas. No. The what?
I'm sure they're kind of like what you're saying.
Right. No, I'm saying, but
right.
The what?
He's saying it's not a chesan tziv of
right. So without that, so it's a svara of Asher Amat Mechitza. It's a svara that the Rambam is there, and Memila a Tursa Pesach is. I don't know if Rambam is or isn't. I didn't catch that up. I'm not sure, but the Rambam is saying that for that there's a new svara. The Adal Saroy Linol. Is the pshat is that the Delos makes it that the mechitzas could work together to close off the place. It doesn't. It's not a mechitza mamish that makes it not muscle or rabbim, but it's a mechitza that contains the place. And memela, it's a way for us to see that these mechitzas work together. Now this place doesn't need royal lino because this place is not a medina. This place is a wakom tezayin amo that you could see within the mechitzas. The problem wasn't that you can't see within the mechitzas. The problem is that the mechitzas don't contain the place. But once you have a tzir for the mechitzas can work to contain the place, and it will become Rishus Yochid. That's now where the Ram got it from. I don't have time for all those steps. Good to see. Okay, this is all one mahalach in the Rambam to say that the Rambam holds that without a tursa pesach, if you just had a tursa pesach, there would be a deraisa. And without the lesson, it would be the Rambam basically saying that even you're passing like the Rabbanon, we're also passing Asya Rabbim Mabata Mechitzta. Okay? So now, let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Comes out, now we could read the Shulchan Aruch in two ways. Oh, let's say. Fine. So now, let's take it. That's one way to read the Rambam. What's the other way to read the Rambam? That's the way the Rabbanan read the Rambam. That if you don't have that they were going with Asher Amvat Mechitzta even in the Rambam. The other way to read the Rambam is the way the Bir Alacha read the Rambam. The Rambam is going loy Asher Amvat Mechitzta. First of all, the Magen Mishnah himself said like that. That Rambam holds like that, and he doesn't need losses and lois. It doesn't really explain so shtak this Rambam but losses. Magen Mishnah says like that. The Rambam is paskening loy Asher Amvat Mechitzta.
Could be just on a full level of Yehuda. You don't see that he's only like an iron.
No what?
If he goes on a weaker Asura, that there's a lower Asura. He's just coming off of Yehuda.
Yeah, but...
What do you think on the Raj, bro?
He's saying that the Rambam doesn't need an analysis ever. It sounds like he doesn't hold that.
They hold.
No, I don't think he holds a Vasyam Bechlal to ever need it.
He holds a Vasyam to pass to a Pesach or a Lechi.
Say that. You need a mechadish that he doesn't say that. He's coming to say not like that. He's coming to say that he doesn't hold it. But he's coming to say that there's no mokum for nidus losses in the Rambam. There's no.
Hey, because there's no dinam nidus losses. If you hold the Rabbanan, the whole passage of the race is good. Passage of the race is nidus losses.
Where would you get that from?
The Gemara Chabez on the Rabbanan agree with a lechi that is Asir Rabbim. But passive is no Asir Rabbim. You don't need nidus losses.
That's not clear that the Rabbanan hold like that. Rashba is too tiritzim.
I understand.
Okay, so the Rambam. Pashtas, the Magen Mishnah is not explaining the Rambam that way. This is the Pashtas. It's bringing it down the Rashbos. Our Choylik, Pashtas is not saying that. But the way that the Bialach is learning, which is that the Rambam is saying lo asir avam atam l'chitzta. So you could say even lo asir avam atam l'chitzta, it could be that you don't have to say that whatever he said losas nina lois by Medina was lavdavka. It could be there is a svar by Medina, could leave that svar by itself. But over here, what is the Rambam saying? So what's the Rambam saying? So what's this din that the Rambam is mechadish over here? You need losas mikan v'achakach yasa b'neim rishas yachid. What's the Rambam saying over here? So, what's l'chayr in his bayer from what is that they're learning this is a derabanan dekadin. That means this is not coming because of the asiram vat mechitzta. Really, we're passing lo asiram vat mechitzta. We're passing 100% like derabanan and lo asiram vat mechitzta. But there's a new thing. There's a new problem. The problem is that To misaken the Rosh Hashayachid, legabe to be matir betotal. So that the Rambam is saying is that midrabanan you need dlosas ninolis. That means it could be that beetsem what dlosas ninolis. And beetsem it could be this loiser amat mechitzah. It could be over here you have a shame dalid, and beetsem you have mechitzas over here. Could be. Midaraisa. And lo asir amatim those mechitzas. But to mesakin a rishus harabim atzmoi, the Rambam's mechadish that you need dvasa shen and ruis lino. Where would the Rambam, right? So, okay. We have to figure out where would the Rambam gotten that from. But who speaks that out? He got it from the Gemara that basically that why would the Gemara shakel v'tarya alib the Chananya to teach us that chotchen rishus harabim you need a delshe and a ruil inol, you need more than a tzitzavas, it's a tikkun on the derabanan. Okay, so there's a new svara. Basically, it's not clear that we would have thought of that ourselves. Now there's a chadish new svara that we take out of the Gemara that if there was a machlekes in the Gemara, had a ma'ariv in a mavoi mafulish rishus rabim, that we pass in tzuras pesach enough. But in rishus rabim atzmai, there everyone agrees you need nila even with shame dalad, you still need ruis linol. Okay, so this is derabana. Okay, so now let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch based on these two pshatim in the Rambam. So we have a very geshmak machlekes. How to read the Shulchan Aruch. First, the way we would read Shulchan Aruch, not like all the Achrayim, the Vayla. The way we read Shulchan Aruch is the first day in the Shulchan Aruch is saying, Asir Rabbim Avat L'Mechitzta, and it's Issa Deraisa, and you cannot use it as a Pesach, passing it to Chachamim, passing it to Rabbi Yehuda, Asir Avat L'Mechitzta, and the Mela, it's Chayv Chatos, if you don't have Ruiz Linol, like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Yesha Imrim is machlokes. Rabbi Aaron says he also like the chamin also asir amat mechitzta connected the tzuras haPesach and connected everything else, and that's why you need dlosas. Or the bir locha is that the second day is saying no, the second day is takal lo asir amat mechitzta, but you need it for the derabana. Like we said, the nafkamina is that if you would say that with the tzuras haPesach it lowers it to a derabanan. With a shame dalit, it lowers it to a derabanan. So then Yitaka don't have to be so machmer because with a shame dalit, it lowers it to a derabanan. And memela, you could be soimach that Rishus Rabim is only with Shishim Riba. Now, by the way, that's also with another smach, just off topic for a second, is that Tzuras HaPesach makes it a shame dalit, which the Bialocha holds like that, but the Chazon Ish also learned the Shulchan Aruch that way, but he holds that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't make a shame dalit. But he does hold that three mechitzas makes it a shame dalit. So he says Shem Dalas Lavdafka. It's three real mechitzas. So he holds anytime you have Omer Meruba, you always have it. So he holds you could be Mekel with the Rabbanan that way. Okay. The Shaila is still. Huh? No, which way? The Reb Chaim and the Ritzvah is not like that, right? Right. The Chazanish holds Tzvah is not like that also. The bottom line question is what we started with, but we have a lot of Achrayim saying we pass in the halacha that we don't loy asir amat mechitzah. B'chaim v'lozhan and all the we pass in loy asir amat mechitzah. What happened to the first day in Shulchan Aruch that the Beis Yosef said? If you look at the Beis Yosef, he's saying what he's saying. He's saying it's the riff that brought down Rabbi Yochanan. So lemaisa, Lamaisa, Dvarim Niflaim, is that Shulchan Aruch Rav says this. Shulchan Aruch Rav says like this. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Af al pishat Tzuras Pesach. He ki mechitza gemura. Avada Tzuras Pesach is a mechitza. Avim asa Tzuras Pesach agabi dalet kundesim. Avada it's a shame dalet. Even kenegir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We paskin. Lo es Rabbim vat mechitza. Af al pikein. It doesn't work. Midir al-banon. And memela. You need losses ninolaisa, according to the first shita. In other words, he said, "This is what he says." So I was like, "Okay." So he's saying that the first shita is also the rabbanon. The first shita is also the rabbanon. He's not saying asher amat mechitzah over here. It's a new shita here that even if we don't pass, even if you like the rabbanon, you need losses ninolaisa and rishus rabbim. So just to get the math for a second. So it comes out, we have three shitas that reach Shulchan Aruch.
It's not Rabbi Yechanan.
It's but we pass in like the Rabbanan, we still need losses and nolais. So it comes out, just reading the Pasha first day and the second day of Shulchan Aruch, we have three shitas how to read it. We have the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Orcha Shulchan reads the Shulchan Aruch this way. Also like Shulchan Aruch Rav. Orcha Shulchan says, the first day in Shulchan Aruch is passing lo yasir Rabbim vata mechitza, but you need losses and nolais anyway. So the first, the Achronim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Orcha Shulchan, Avnei Nezer, and Reb Chaim Volozhin and Rassam also. So they're learning that both days of Shulchan Aruch are passing lo yasir Rav Matam Mechitzta. And the whole Shmuz is the Rabbanan. Yever Baron says both days in Shulchan Aruch paskin asher abim matim mechitzda, and both and even if you, even the second day is deraisa, and the Bir Halacha is learning that the first day is deraisa and the second day is derabanan. So the pasuk reading Shulchan Aruch is mamish not klar what we're saying over here. So this is Dvar Niflaim. So the question is where did this come from? So you're asking where the Rambam get it from, so that Halbatsar compared to this. Where did this come from? That now you need losses ninolais. So there's a one, I didn't know because I started in the Igros Moshe from Anav Dalet where he starts talking about Ar Sugya. But in Anav Gimel, he has a paragraph about this issue in Anav Gimel. And Maiz is more mefurish than Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer has a shtickel of this problem. Avnei Nezer says, unbelievable. Avnei Nezer says in brand new pshat, he says it, Deloy call the Rishayim, but maybe there's pshat in the Rambam, and maybe there's pshat in the Rif, and maybe pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Paskins like the Rabbanon. All these people, the Rach Paskins like the Rabbanon, the Rif brings Rabbi Yechanan, but if, as we're going to see, Rabbi Yechanan, now that we know that even the Rabbanon required the Dalsas and Nenolais Midir Rabbanon, bringing down Rabbi Yechanan, that's such a great astira. So, where they come from? Zakta Avnei Nezer, it's a brand new shot of the Gemara, that's how you read the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, all the Yishayim ask, that the Gemara is asking from, Yesra Ken Amar B'Yudah, Misha Ayu L'Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidir Shus Ram, Ois Lech Mikan V'Lech Mikan, Akari Mikan V'Akari Mikan, V'Noisa Noisa Be'emtza. Amru Loi, so Chama said, Eim Arvah Shus Ram B'Kach. So the Gemara asked, so B'Kach Dlam Arvah, but Lassa is Ma'arva, so you know, you need Lassa's Ninolais, because of Rabbi Yochanan. So Frechtal Dershin, where do you bring Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is Asya Rabbi Matam Mechitzta. So it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mamish. It's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you need Lassa's Ninolais. So what was Gemara's Kasha? So Zokt Avnei Ezer, Moshe also says, that the Rif and the Rach learned up, that the Gemara's Kasha was, that it's just a Svar Balma. I'm getting excited, but it's just Kasha Balma. That you see the Chaymer versus Sarabim, that Medir Raisa, if you hold Asher Amat Mechitzta, and applies versus Sarabim, that there's a Svara that Delos Nin Ellis works Medir Raisa. So it's not Yetochen that the Rabbanon would not require that Svara, at least the Rabbanon. Means what? It means that if he holds, that's what they say, basically. That the kasha was, ahichocha, that there's a svar of delth ninel to take care of the problem of Rosh Hashanah. And memela, if the whole tikkun over here is to make it that you could carry that to me, medamet Rosh Hashanah yachid. So even though they hold la'asar mat mechitzta, but they should have to be required to take away the problem of Rosh Hashanah.
Rabbim.
Which Asir Rabbim Darabanan?
So, he needs it because of Asir Rabbim.
No. So he needs Asir Rabbim, meaning to say, they're learning, obviously, that the Nilas Dos is not here to take away, for the Asir Rabbim. Asir Rabbim makes it into Rosh Hashanah. But now that Rosh Hashanah, so how you ma'ar Rosh Hashanah? It's not the pshat that the Nilas Delas is making it that the Rabbim don't go through anymore. It's not the beer. The beer is that if you have a Delas, similar to what we were saying, maybe another svar, but the point is that the delis is be'etzem straight out a stira to being Rosh Hashanah. The delis is a stira to the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is not a place that the rabbi can't be shoylet in. So if you have a delis in elis, so that creates that we see it as a private place. So now there, now you go back to over there. So even though what's the takana always? So you have Rosh Hashanah over here. You have Rosh Hashanah going through. So you have two mechitzas. So we're proving that this siddah is asfar that you could take care of the Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara's kasha was that the Rabban should also require that. That's what they say, Pshat. I'm not explaining it more than that.
Very hard, but you need it for a reason.
What's the reason?
In a vacuum, because of
Asir Rabbim. No, the Asir is what makes it into Rosh Hashanah. So he's saying, they also have a Rabbim in their place. Having a Rabbim in their mavoi makes it, that Midrabanan, we see it like a Rosh Hashanah. Forget Asir Rabbim at the Mechitzta. But Midrabanan, the whole takana over here was that we see it like Rosh Hashanah. So we should use the takana that he needs there, so we should require that Midrabanan. Even though there's a Shem Dalet, but or whatever it is over here, either to Mechitzas, Lechi, or whatever is going on over here. But that's how they learn the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is goof approving from the deraisa to the derabana. So that means that in this Gemara saying, according to them, and they're saying, that means a whole settle of achronim are learning up, and this the whole minhag olam is based on this day in Shulchan Aruch that holds that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening l'asir rabim at mechitzta. So why do you need nilas delas? For the Darabanan to carry the tikkun, just like this dargas, a regular mavi sasum needs a lechi, a mavi mefulish, which is shaykhs to the Rosh Hashanah, needs to be broken off from the Rosh Hashanah. So they understood that a mavi, which is the Rosh Hashanah is a rain in the Rosh Hashanah is a rain in the Rosh Hashanah, needs a nilas delas to end for the problem that we shouldn't see the rabbim here as shtak. That's the first day. So in other words, it comes out, if you read the Shulchan Aruch like that, so the machlikas, what the achrenim is, that's the first day.
So what's the steer in the Gemara and the Chabiz between the Rabban and the Rabban? You always have the Rabban and the Asir Rabban.
The
what? It's also Asir Rabban.
What's the question? What do you mean?
Pasir Rabban is the Rabban, so there's no Asir Rabban, but I see them, Shnei,
So if you continue the Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam didn't learn like that, but the Rambam learned in the Hemshech of the Gemara that once the Gemara Once the Gemara came on to even though the Gemara changed from Avim Mefulish, but Al Koponim, the way the Akois Maimonides learns the Rambam, we changed from Avim Mefulish, but Hamias, we're going to go with the Gemara's Kasha. It's not really related to this, but go with the Gemara's Kasha that by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Atzma, you still need the Dlosais, but you don't need the Dlosais, but again, it's if you read the Shulchan Aruch like that, then the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are just arguing, and this new din, how you misakin Rosh Hashanah on the Darabanan. It's last Rabbim Atam Chitz, you have a shame Dalet. But there's a Choymer, how to misakin for Heter Tilta, how you misakin Rosh Hashanah. And the Machalik is this, Los Ninilis, Los Ninilis. That's so the Achroinim, who are all the Roiv Minyan and Binyan of Achroinim, the Paskin last Rabbim Atam Chitz, based on that they're learning the Rift this way, the only. I'm not saying I understand it better than you, but the only pshat I saw to explain the Gemara was this pshat from the Avnei Nezer. He says this pshat. But regardless, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chasam, and the Achronim are learning that both Shita and Shulchan Aruch are paskening lo yaser amat mechitzin still makim to require dlosais ninalais on the Darbonim. But again, once we're on the Darbonim, we could be saying, but that's not Rosh Hashanah Bechlal, and you can go to Tzusa Pesach. Yeah, what are you asking?